Why you do what you do, why you don't do what you don't do. There are two types of students and there are two types of teachers. Teacher 1 says, I'll teach you. Teacher 2 says, I won't quit until you learned it. Student 1 says, I'll come to your class, I'll pay for your program and then I'll try. Student 2 says, I'll do whatever it takes to make sure I learn it and have it for myself. This phenomenon is not limited to learning. One person says, I'll try. Another person says, I can do it. The third person says, I'll do it until it's done. People who are willing to try are many. Teachers, students, all. Most of what you find in the online or offline teaching industry, spirituality, meditation, yoga, healing, transformation. No one guarantees results. Even Landmark says, we are only responsible for the orderly delivery of programs. Everything else is totally and legally up to you. The result, you get little or no results, you get lots of talk, no results. No one delivers, literally, unless it's an accident, no one delivers on their promises. And it is not your fault, it is the system's fault. The system hasn't figured it out how to alter the customers first so they can benefit from the programs, alter them before they take them. The subconscious BS is that, BS. Hypnosis as a modality is 99% BS. Transformational courses are BS not because they want to be BS but because it takes an almost one-on-one approach to alter people's world, as so painfully I have been finding out. It's painful because my earning power is between zero and none. And wonderful because my newest methods work, and they work like gangbusters. And those others happily do business in the fake area of one hand washes the other, I'll pretend to teach you and you'll pretend to learn. But really you won't get to any point where you'll see that what I teach you, and how I teach you is ineffective, or maybe even destructive. They say, and you nod. Agreed. Deal. That is the secret deal, I won't call you on it if you don't call me on it. Go along to get along. The battle cry for the ordinary human. No skin in the game, being the chicken in the making of the ham and eggs. Not the pig. On the surface the different groups of people are very different, and it is easy to judge them by their lack of capacities, lack of desire, lack of whatever. And we do that, we judge people, or judge ourselves, all the while the real reason we act differently is hidden from our view. The truth is this, your actions are in a perfect dance, perfect correlation with how the world occurs to you. Occurrence is a skewed view of reality. What skews it is words, but the words, for the most part, aren't spoken now, they were first spoken a long time ago. And now they live in the don't know that you don't know area of the pie chart of all knowledge. When you were small, things were unknown, a mystery, a world to discover. And then, little by little, trauma by trauma you discovered that the world is not a friendly place. Or at least, it is not friendly to you. It may even seem to you that the world, life is playing favorites, everyone else can have what they want. Except you. It is actually underneath a lot of people's occurrence. That worldview. That you are left out, life is not fair, you are condemned to get nothing. In fact, in yesterday's Context Live workshop 60% of the participants had that. One could move from it a little bit, two are still stuck. Igor has a good video on this, Igor is the master hypnotist I like to share with you, called Perception is Projection. And although Igor, like everyone else, tries to change people's minds directly. Instead of what works, work with people on their occurrence, this point about perception is right on the money. What do I do if everyone, including you, tries to change people's mind directly? I leave people's minds alone. And take a different route. And in my experience, this route is brilliantly effective. I can see it on my students, and I can see it on myself. One tiny change to share, I used to be completely and totally whacked out by mosquitoes, or other flying insects bothering my legs while I work. And if I had a bite, I would scratch it till it was driving me bonkers. I would be afraid to sleep. I would get fevers. This past summer I always had a bite or two on myself. I didn't scratch any of them, I just let them heal on their own accord. How is that for transformation? Transformation is when you can change your occurrence in a way that your behavior changes as a result. There is another tiny change I noticed on myself. I am a Virgo. My soul correction is Miss Superior, aka Forget Thyself, 34. I am judgmental, opinionated, astute in my assessments. Most judgmental people try to get out of judgmental mode, and what has the power is the judgment. I, on the other hand, have that stuff not occur as wrong anymore. No evaluation, no reaction, nothing. The occurring changed. So there is no need to let go, to push it out, to use any technique at all. There is nothing wrong, and that is how the world is occurring to me. Now, that was long coming, but it's here. Yay! And, what is even better, it is available to you through my programs. What makes something occur is wrong. Your meaning. Your interpretation. Directed, for the most part, by your self-concern. Your standards. Your ideals. There is no wrong, and nothing is wrong in reality. Why? Because there are no meanings in reality. There are meanings in occurrence, but you have put them there. None in reality. And the moment meanings are gone, all the rights and all the wrongs are gone, you can just do life, get stuff done, and be happy. Some people are either unable or unwilling to let go of meaning. One or more of their meanings don't let them. I may have to do a special study of that condition. But not now. In my work we focus on context. Context is words. They are either default or created. There are many layers of context. The way to move yourself out of where you are is entirely from context, with context. Context is decisive. It will decide whether you will do or whether you will not do. Learning context intimately, and to the degree a master musician knows their instrument, is the secret to a happy and productive life. Get the recordings of the live context class. Go to www.yourvibe.me/contextlive.